The Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard defamation trial wrapped up on Friday, but the jury is still deliberating as we speak. To hear more about it, we actually have Tim Lester, a Channel 7 reporter, who is in Virginia right now joining us. How are you, Tim?
I'm well, Gabby. How are you?
Good.
We're great, Tim. Look, it's a long and convoluted kind of story up until this point. Can you just take a minute or so describe to us, how did it get so bad between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, and why are they actually in court together?
Well, who knows how it got so bad, but their dysfunctional marriage, their really quite terrible marriage they've described in court, is now out in the public. They were together married for just over a year back in 2015, 2016. In 2018, Amber Heard did an opinion piece for the Washington Post saying that she was a survivor of domestic abuse. She didn't mention any names, but Johnny Depp says his career went through the floorboards then and there. In fact, apparently at around that time, he lost a $20 to $30 million US dollar movie deal, wow. Pirates of the Caribbean. And so the two are now suing one another for defamation, claiming the other and their public comments have ruined their careers, and thereafter a combined, roughly $200 million Australian dollars. So it is an enormous defamation stoush between, a couple we knew a while ago as one of Hollywood's most glamorous couples.
The defamation trial ended on Friday with them doing their closing statements, and so now it's up to the jury to deliberate and come up with a decision. How long do you reckon this is going to take for them to actually come back with a black and white deciding?
Gabby, who knows? We've just seen them rise for their second day of deliberation. So, late in the day here in Virginia at the moment, the day is over and they've gone and will come in for a third day tomorrow. Most expect that one way or another it will probably wrap up this week, but already well over 8 hours of deliberations, and they're weighing 6 weeks of evidence from both sides, and in a case that is quite complex, but at the end of the day really does just boil down to, who do you believe?
Incredible. So you're there at the Fairfax County Circuit Courthouse in Virginia. What is the atmosphere like there? Like, is it a bit of a circus? Are there fans? Are there a lot of media? Like, what's it actually like on grounds?
Well, today, none. And that's one of the very interesting things, because just last week when the case wrapped up, this was a madhouse. And by and large, for Johnny Depp fans, at least 1,000 just outside the gate that he was entering the court in. Overwhelmingly Johnny Depp fans, a few Amber Heard supporters, people dressed up as Captain Jack Sparrow, young women who brought him flowers, a whole cast of people animated. Today, none of that. It's all tripods, cameras and journalists waiting for the break in a case that's captivated the world. But no one else. And part of that, of course, is Johnny Depp has turned up in the UK playing alongside good mate guitarist Jeff Beck and so isn't here. And I don't think, I think now he's not here, his fans figure, well, nor will we be.
Imagine.
One thing's undeniable. Yeah. It is an absolute mess. Good luck to the judge, the jury, like trying to make a legal
decision, yeah.
Like a finding here. It is such a mess, and it feels like there is no winners at the end of the day. But Tim Lester is over there live at Fairfax, Virginia, at the courthouse, where hopefully sooner rather than later we'll get a result in the Heard versus Depp case. Tim Lester, thank you so much for your time.
Good talking.